Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have with me once again Peter Talman. Peter is the president and CEO and a member of the board of directors of Klondike Gold, and he's still a very youthful geologist, but also has had a lot of experience. So he brings both youth and experience. He's worked in Canada, Chile, Mexico, Australia. He's been with us a number of times. More complete bio, of course, can be found on the company's website as well as Voice America Business channel on my page there as well. So, Peter, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you. You're very kind. Many call me old and crotchety as well.
Well, that could be, but you're not as old and crotchety as I am, so it's all in the eyes of the beholder, I suppose. It's all relative. I should mention it's your stock trades in Toronto under the symbol KG. KDKGF is, I think, the symbol down here. Anyway, I bought it under the U.S. symbol. 106.6 million shares, I believe, Peter, after you've just done completed a $2.1 million raise, something to that order, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that sounds right. Okay.
Yep.
And earlier today, I saw the price at about 22 cents Canadian, and that would give you a market cap, I guess, of around 23 million Canadian or around 18 million U.S., somewhere in that ballpark, right?
That's correct.
All right. So we talked to you on November 27th of last year, and you had just presented your Klondike story at a geology conference in the Yukon. And you were quite excited both in terms of the science results that you picked up as well as the excitement from some of the major gold mining companies, or the interest at least from some of the major gold companies. So I have a couple of questions regarding that. Any new developments from those gold companies? You hearing anything from those guys? Did they follow up after you met with them last year?
No, two of the three are the subject one way or the other of takeovers. Mm-hmm. For now,
they can't talk. Yeah.
There's nothing going to come out of that. The third has been interested, and we've had discussions. Uh-huh. So just in general, it's positive that at least briefly before all the amalgamation started, all the notable ones that are our neighbors or are active there are interested in us.
Yeah. And we don't want to see too much consolidation, Peter, because we want to see the more the merrier, the more people bidding on your story somewhere down the road, the better, I think, generally.
I agree, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, secondly then, the scientific results were brand new last November. Have you had any further thoughts about them since then? Have they changed your thinking or your exploration plans or potential?
Yes. So it was brand new, the synthesis in November, and I more or less rushed into a conference and presented what we initially thought, and we've had basically 4 months to think about it since. And I guess it, as an easy visualization, a checkerboard and the lines that run between the two players, between the squares, are our faults that transect the property. And so they've been Bonanza Fault, Nugget Fault, whatever. What we know now are the cross, the other side of the square that goes across the board are a younger set of faults, and those are the ones that introduce the gold to the Klondike. And so those cross faults are potentially where the high grade is. And the ones that run between the players are where more or less the low grade is. Those existed first, and they were mineralized by these later faults. And so we basically have a checkerboard or a grid of faults that are potentially gold-bearing. And even you probably know from your experience, the intersections of those two faults angles are also important because you tend to get some high-grade shoots in them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of reevaluated our entire database, particularly drilling, looking for high-grade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our investors have been somewhat, I don't know, not frustrated because we're drilling lots of gold, but, you know, the gold is not spectacular and flashy. We're drilling a gram over 100 meters. That's great. It's all sitting on the surface. But where's the beef, as they used to say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what we've determined is, you know what, we do have high-grade veins rather than the disseminated mineralization. Two of them, which didn't really get released, one was 47 grams over a meter, and 100 meters away was 27 grams over 2.5 or whatever, 2.5 meters. And because we've been collecting structural data while we drill, we could actually go back and go, oh, well, that's a nice intersection there. You know what? It's the same as that one over there on the dip. And from our structural information, we can project it. And that was shocking because we didn't think that they connected, and you had to do some fancy projection to get it to go. And mm-hmm. went, aha, well, we know the dip of these things, we know where they are, and they're completely at right angles to what we have and historically what everyone has explored for. And so it opens up another whole set of problems. Good problems to have is that there is, you know, low-grade bulk tonnage disseminated soil mineralization there, and in addition, high-grade narrow vein continuous high-grade gold mineralization, more or less in the same spot and all close to surface.
Peter, I'm wondering why you say that. You just mentioned a couple of really outstanding intersections. You're saying they weren't reported. Why not?
Well, blame me. Again, when we drill, you know, you drill 100 meters or 70 meters, and mm-hmm. it hit a series of quartz veins all the way down, and they might, you know, one's 10 centimeters, then there's a gap, and then there's 70 mm-hmm. or 90 centimeters, and then there's another gap, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, sure.
What we were using was basically looking at the entire hole, because every one of those quartz veins is mineralized, mm-hmm. and when you average them out, that mm-hmm. average volume is gold mineralized. And mm-hmm. so, well, me personally, as I'm the CEO, is getting off the idea of worrying about individual quartz veins, which we were having trouble correlating mm-hmm. anywhere.
Sure.
And early days, we had no structural information. You have to put a special tool on the drill to collect it, and it's mm-hmm. finicky. And so we didn't do that originally. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have any information, so it was just simpler to amalgamate them because mm-hmm. the amalgamation, like from surface to the end of the hole, is all gold mineralized, and we could trace those across drill holes for kilometer. Mm-hmm. And that's defining the structure. But they're right. now starting to be able to break out this high-grade stuff and say, okay. You know what? That's going in a different angle even, and we can test for it. So you're asking, that's going to be our drill program this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The majority of the holes are going to target high-grade opportunities rather than the bulk tonnage style. So we'll do both.
Well, I think you always sort of figured there must be some high-grade veins there. And most of your work, most of your reports so far, I thought were quite good. A lot of them very long intersections of a gram or something like that. That's fine, but as you say, the market gets excited when they start seeing high-grade results like we have with another of our sponsors, Great Bear, for example. That's what really drives markets, so I'm excited about it, Peter, but let me just understand. These major faults are running sort of a northwest-southeast direction, right? And are you saying there's cross faults that are going sort of northeast-southwest, something like
that? That's correct, yep.
And it's at those intersections. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's never been known until in 2018, last year, we flew a detailed airborne, and we flew it east-west, so that for mm-hmm. the first time ever, there were data collected that could see both directions. And so it wasn't optimal, that orientation wasn't optimal to see either of those two, but we can see both, that was the point, and yes, you do see these, it's a checkerboard pattern. And interestingly enough, where those two intersect, that's where these high-grade veins seem to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your target.
And how much drilling are you going to do? What sort of budget do you have for 2019?
It's another minimum 6,000 meters. So 60 to 80 holes. We don't drill long holes. Everything is at surface.
Good.
Even the high grade that we're going to target is going to be, to start, 50 to 60 meter holes.
Wonderful.
And so we're going to get in early as well. And I'm hoping that we're drilling by mid-May, if not earlier, and we'll have a lot of results quickly. So, and I'll add, I mean, the exciting bit is, yes, we have high-grade targets. We're going to finally go back and drill. One of the first holes I drilled in the property was the Gay Gulch, 76 grams over 2.8 meters.
Nice.
And we now understand that one. It's in the same vicinity as some of these other ones. And so, yeah, we think there's an opportunity there for that. But then we're also going to go back to Lone Star, and one of the last holes, if not the last hole we announced there, was 0.93 grams over 105 meters.
Nice.
Starting at surface.
Mm-hmm.
and that's outside of what I would define as our, what we've been drilling as a resource area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to fill in and extend, and Lone Star itself is, we've drilled a kilometer, and every hole in that grid pattern is hit, and we have drill holes 3.5 kilometers in total strike length that have hit. It's like that sporadic out to there, and we have a soil anomaly that goes 5 kilometers, and that's the explanation for the Bonanza Creek gold. That explains one of the creeks, the prolific Klondike historic placer-producing creeks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you step back over into Nugget and El Dorado, where these high-grade veins are, well, that's explaining El Dorado Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited that, we've got a really tight, nice, consistent geologic model. We can see there's gold there and kind of differentiate it now, and it's explaining all the historic work.
All right, Peter, with just a couple of minutes left here yet. So if you get started in mid-May, we might see results a month later or what?
Yeah, by early, say mid-July, is how, and I would try to get the bulk of them all out. So at least the first 40 holes would be by mid-August. And we've done some work with our lab to develop systems where they're happy to prioritize them, and we can do that as well. So I expect you're going to see the results earlier.
All right, Peter, you just announced you're going to raise $2.75 million, I believe, and then I saw a press release that you actually raised $2.1 million. What is the status? Where does that leave you now in terms of your financial needs? Will $2.1 million cut it, or are you still going to raise $2.75 or what?
I originally wanted $2 million. And we were instantly swamped, and the extra 0.75 comes from a sophisticated group. So we said, sure, we want you in. And then there's been delays on their end, which is a little bit frustrating. But we closed the 2.1, and we're still waiting for this one tranche, which I know the group. They have the money. That's not a problem. There's a problem on their end getting it to us.
All right. And so are you all right for this year's drill program? You're okay for this year's drill program?
We currently have $4 million now in treasury. And so that's because some of our billionaire investors not only participated in the 2.1 that we just raised, but in addition to that, there's been warrant exercises. They've written checks and just, you know, basically held the stock to top us up. And so
you're okay. So my question was, are you okay? You have enough financing for this year?
Yes.
And into next year, possibly.
That's right.
Good. That's what we want to hear as shareholders. I don't know if the investment bankers want to hear that all the time. They'd rather like to see your stock suck wind and then they get their shares real cheap, but I'm not an investment banker. I bought my shares, and I don't want to see a whole lot more of them. I want to see you find a bunch of gold.
I was in seeing the investor bankers this morning, and you're absolutely right. They would like to have me poor so they can finance and charge fees.
Yeah, just hang on to your wristwatch and you see those guys.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, anything else? We do have to go now, but anything else real quickly?
No, I think it's going to be an exciting summer. I'm really looking forward to it, and there's going to be results early and lots of them.
All right. Very good. We'll have to leave it go with that. Thank you so much, Peter, for being with us, and we'll look to keep up with your story into this year. Thank you so much.